What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, the termination train claims two more souls. Oh, yeah. Now, this article was actually left in the comment section by KillerHill88, a.k.a. J-Dam. And it was published on the 24th of June. Fitness influencer, mother of seven, is offlined by estranged husband while out on a date. Gentlemen, I'm going to go into what estrangement truly is and what it is not, because people love to throw this term around when it comes to women who are, in fact, cheating on their husbands. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Before I get into the article, let's go ahead and break down what estrangement truly is. Estrangement is a relational term. It describes a state of emotional distance or separation, often characterized by a lack of communication or closeness. Estrangement is not a legal term used in courts to define a relationship or grant specific rights or responsibilities. Estrangement is different from legal separation or divorce, which are legal processes that formally end a marriage. So, no, estrangement is not a legal status. However, when it comes to women, people have no problems saying, oh, they were estranged, like that is supposed to mean something. No, just because she's estranged from her husband, she is still a fully legally married woman. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's get into the article. Three people are deceased in San Bernardino County after authorities say a man gunned down his wife and her date outside a restaurant before he was confronted and fatally shot by an off-duty sheriff's deputy. The dramatic sequence of events unfolded Sunday evening in a strip mall parking lot where fitness quote-unquote influencer Gloria Zamora had been on a date, Fontana police said. Now, why did I make sure to thoroughly explain what estrangement is versus is not? Because for all intents and purposes, under the eyes of the law, I'm going to keep repeating this. This woman was still legally married. Some articles call him her ex-husband. However, there was no paperwork that could say, yes, she was either legally divorced or legally separated from this man. So no. Society loves to play these games to try to make you feel sorry for the woman. No. Mm-mm. Don't do it, gentlemen. Don't do it. Zamora, 40, built an online following as a fitness quote unquote influencer. Okay, let's go ahead and call these women who call themselves influencers what they truly are. They are nothing more than online attention whores, period. And a quote unquote model. Now you have some men who are so stupid and surface level thinking that they will say, oh, because she was a influencer and a quote unquote model, that he became jealous and he couldn't let her go. No, no, no. Most guys like that have never been married, so they wouldn't understand the absolute crushing pain that comes from a betrayal of being a still legally married man and knowing that your wife is out getting plowed by somebody else and being told that you're handcuffed and can't do anything about it. And you're still going to be the one to ultimately hold that L. Yeah, right. No. No. She was a mother of 7 children from 8 to 24, according to her family. She was estranged from her husband, Thomas Albert Tamayo Lizarraga, 45, who police say shot Zamora and her date, Hector Garduno, 43, just after 9:30 p.m. outside a sushi restaurant on the 15200 block of Summit Avenue. So, what can we go ahead and surmise, gentlemen? This woman was caught actively monkey branching. And this man said, oh, no, 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 no. That ain't going down. Mm-mm. Especially when you find out that he's a stepfather. So this was a man who was willing to take on her and her children. And what did she do? She treated him ultimately like a piece of disposable shit. Yeah, once again, that can drive a man insane. Police say Lizarraga first shot Garduno and then turned the gun on his wife. I'm not going to entertain the idea of estranged because no, like I said, estranged is not a legally recognized status. So no, she was still his wife. An off-duty San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputy was in the area. He heard the gunfire and rushed to the scene and saw Lizarraga running away. Fontana Police Officer Stephen Reed said. The off-duty deputy stopped his vehicle in the street, confronted Lizarraga, and fatally shot him, police said. A gun believed to be used by Lizarraga was recovered at the scene. Zamora and Garduno were taken by paramedics to the hospital, where they later succumbed to their injuries. Zamora's daughter, Jazlyn, mourned her mother in a GoFundMe post where she described Lizarraga as her stepfather. Gentlemen, never become a stepfather. Been down that road. Luckily for me, at least my kids turned out to be very respectful toward me because they knew I would drop the hammer on them once I married the meat sack. But still, in this day and age, no. Becoming a stepfather is the worst. Well, one of the worst things you can ever do as a man. She got kids, recreational use only. If she's divorced, definitely recreational use only. Quote unquote, my mom was more than a mother. She was a light in her community. Blah, blah, blah. The typical, oh, she was such a good woman spin on the fact that she was actually a seductive piece of crap. Seriously. Two men gone because she didn't want to do things the right way. Zamora worked as a personal trainer and amassed over 150,000 followers on Instagram. Once again, all this attention whoring, yeah, doesn't matter. I don't care. Garduno was a father to four daughters, according to a GoFundMe post set up by his family. Wow. Wow, guy. Wow. Your own damn dick thinking got you smoked. Yeah. Yeah. You couldn't control your lust. You say, oh, she looks good. Oh, she's a fitness influencer. However, he did not take the time to do a thorough investigation, which more than likely would have revealed, oh, snap, this woman is still legally married. Let me go ahead and control myself and pull myself away from this. But no, gentlemen, women count on you being in a dick-thinking state and semi-aroused at all times. Yeah, he was still looking at her like, oh, she's got a nice body for being a mother of seven kids. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and spank this. Yeah. Yeah. However, yeah, that was the last piece of cheeks he got to clap. Why? Because it ended up costing him his life. Yeah, gentlemen, so many guys want to sit here and talk about, well, I get it for free. Do you really get it for free? No, you don't. Because guess what? There is no such thing as a free woman. Every woman costs. And in this case, it cost him his life. He was a devoted, loving, and hardworking man that was tragically terminated and gone too soon. Read a message from his daughter, Yesenia. He lived his life with strength and did everything he could for his four daughters and family, except actually take the time to get to know the new woman that he decided he was going to lay down with. Yeah, right. No. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate. You have to do your homework when it comes to these modern women. You don't know what skeletons that they have hidden in their closets. Yeah, we live in a society that openly praises women who are cheating on their husbands to the point that women can get on social media and just accurately say it. Yes, I'm cheating on my husband. And they will get applause from it. Gentlemen, yeah. Yeah. I said before when they were talking about that fake rumor that cheating would be punished. No, it needs to be punished. Marital infidelity. And I'm being specific about this. Marital infidelity between husbands and wives needs to start being punished on both sides. Yes, on both sides. But we all know that no matter what happens, the husband is going to get punished. Just like in this case, she's the one out cheating. Guess what? If he adopted her seven kids, that's seven cases of child support. Well, okay, one kid was 24. So let's go ahead and say maybe two of the kids above 18 or above 18, excuse me. That's five cases of child support against this man. Yeah, she knew what she was doing. She was going to absolutely devastate him. And this being Cuckafornia too, yeah, he knew jail was going to be over his head regardless. So he decided to take matters into his own hands. And yeah, He skipped the jail. You know, he ended up getting taken out by the cops, but he accomplished his mission. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? What more do I honestly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in public. Gonna give that a 5. Method of execution, obviously, the problem-solving pistol, gonna give that a 5 as well. Psychological impact. I could only imagine the look on her face when he came out and started bussing at him. Took out the guy first. And I'm pretty sure the fear in her eyes when he turned that gun on her, she more than likely thought he was a nice man who would never go to this extreme. But he did. So I'm going to give that a 70. And for the brutality factor, you know he popped them both multiple times to make sure the job was done. So I'm going to give that a 30. So Thomas, lead spitter, Lizarraga gets a score of 110. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate as I close this video out. Estrangement is not a recognized legal status. So when someone says to you, oh, they're estranged, no, they're only cheating. And they want to use a fancy word to cover it. If a woman ever says to you that she's estranged, run. Run for the hills, gentlemen, because that is still a fully legally married woman in the eyes of the law. So if you lay with her and her husband decides to enact Leviticus 20:10, hey, you're going to have to eat that L, son. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you married women out there who think that society is going to continue to champion your infidelity, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally clear. The power you think you have in that situation, it will go out. Feminism and the idea that the Duluth model is going to keep your husband restrained when he has been betrayed to that level, nah, that's going to go out right along with it. Because more and more husbands, believe you me, are no longer taking cheating, that level of betrayal, lying down. And there are far too many men out here who are content creators who are not and never have been married, that have never experienced that level of betrayal, who are talking about things like this. Nah, son, take a back seat. You ain't been down this road. You don't know how a man is going to feel, especially in this month, Men's Mental Health Month. Yeah. The worst month to actually decide I'm going to piss off my man. But ultimately, when a man decides he no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act up to and including lethal action. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am
woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.